Welcome to Sonya Podcast. So the question, this is another Q&A someone asked me, do I feel like life forces you to calm down and why? I honestly don't feel like life forces you to calm down. I feel like your situations forces you to calm down. And the reason why I say this, like most of us, we lived our life to certain ages. And if we weren't in certain situations, we always have this question, would I stop doing this? Or would this would have had happened? Or, you know, could I have made some changes? So when, me personally, I lived my life to a certain age. But I don't think that if I wasn't put in certain situations that I would have ever calmed down. You know, be more calm and understand more. Because sometimes when your life is going good and you're up high, you don't really see the bottom until you actually hit that bottom. You know, you look at people differently. You act differently towards people. You know, you just view everything different because you're up high. There's a saying that I know most of us heard. The same people you see going up is the same people you want to see coming down. And the reason why we are told that, because if we got good people with us as we're going up, and we mistreat them, and we're going to need them when we come down, they're not going to be there for us. They're going to turn their backs on us, or they might just be so good that they're going to stick it out with us. And, you know, and just call you out on your bullshit and say, you know, when you was up there. Because that's what my mother did to me. Honestly, my mother said to me, she was like, you up top and you look down on people. And when you, God don't like that, you know, and I would. At that time of my life, I didn't care. I just felt like this is what it was and this is how it was. And she's like, as God give it to you, he can take it from you. And a lot of us need to believe this. As God give us this life and give us all the riches and fame that most people, you know, like some of us have. Not most, some of us have. He can also take it from you if you're not appreciating it. So it's best to be humble, to be loving, to show kindness. It's best to do these things. Because once you lose it, you look for that. You want people to be humble to you. You want people to be kind to you. But then people is looking at you like, when you was up top, you was not like that with us. And those are the people who stuck with you. And the people who rode up with you. It's not the people who's going to ride down with you. That's why when people make these quotes of status, oh, if you're not my friend, you know, I did a podcast on that before, if you're not on my status, you don't want these type of people in your life. Because once you hit rock bottom, they're not going to be there for you. So to answer your question, circumstances make you change your life. And that's how I feel, like circumstances made me change how I seen him. Like now, I'm more humble to a lot of things that I would have never been humble to. Now, I'm more understanding to a lot of things that I would have never understood. Now, I treat people, if you treat me kind, I treat you kind. But I'm still on, if you're disrespectful, you will get that back from me. But you just wouldn't get it in a harsh way. You would get it to where I'm trying to make you understand that you don't have to be this type of person. You know, you can be a better person. You can articulate yourself better. You can speak better on how you feel or what's going on. You can tell people how you feel without being mean and disrespectful and facetious and stuff like that. So that's where I'm at now in my life. If you would have caught me years before, you wouldn't have got this out of me. You would have got like, it is what it is. And I always used to say that, it is what it is. You know, And my mother used to say, well, what it is that you do treat people mean. What it is that you're disrespectful and you look down on people. That's what it is. So when you have people like that to call you out, and then God actually, you know, as my mother was saying this, as she was saying this to me, I was basically really not paying it no mind because I was up top. So it was like, okay, you know, whatever she said was what she said. And two, it was like a storm that just had came and just swooped in and swiped everything. It's like a hurricane had just took everything. And once that happened, I learned to see life different. I learned to see people different. Even though me and people don't see eye to eye, I know I keep saying this, because, you know, I still run across a lot of people that, whew, is all I can say. But if I see people that I see going in the same direction I was in, or, you know, not appreciating what God offered them in the life they should be living, and y'all know I don't preach because, like I said, I believe in God, but I don't believe in the churches. It's just that simple for me because I done been to every church, everything from in my family. So, but I definitely believe in God. And I was totally, when I see people going in these directions, I try to tell them that this ain't the way to go. You can't mistreat people. You can't do that because all it is can be taken from you just like that. Because it's like a lesson. I feel like, and this is just my personal opinion, is when you up high, I think there's a lesson to be learned. There's a lesson to see what kind of person you really are. You're going to be kind. Are you going to be generous? Are you going to give back? Or are you just going to take, and just say F everybody? Because sometimes you can take and say F everybody, but something in your heart show that you still. And it's not going to make sense to a lot of y'all, but let me explain it. When I say take, I'm talking about like with money. Like you do anything to get money. And I don't mean like anything. I mean like you work hard. And we're going to use celebrities, for instance. They have talent. They do everything and they get millions and billions in dollars. But in these celebrities' lives, if nothing good came out of what they did with their money, if you notice, most of them, when they die, they either bankrupt or they don't have hardly nothing in the bank because they weren't good people. They didn't give anything back. So it's like they took, and now that they're gone, there's really nothing left for them to show for it, you know, especially with certain family members that they be having and stuff like that. You know, they doing videos now where it's like people I didn't even know didn't have anything when they was that because they was rich, real rich at one time, found out they didn't have nothing when they passed away. So it's best to be kind and generous when you have things. And you see people don't have things. You see somebody hungry, feed them. You see somebody need shoes, give it to them. You see somebody need clothes, take the clothes off your back. Because at the end of the day, you can go to your closet and pick out any coat, any shoes, and you'll be fine. They can't do that. So you just do these kind things. Or if they want you to listen to them, just listen to them. These are all things that you need to do in order to enjoy your life, and when you die, you will hope, you know, God said, well, there was some kind things that you did do, and you just not going to the fiery place. So, like I told y'all before, when that question was asked to me, was I going to heaven or was I going to hell, like I said, I don't know where I'm going, because I did good and bad things. So I don't take that away from me that I did good and bad things. So it's just up to God where he decides he want me to go. But that was the question. I answered it. And Same with the other question, everybody. If y'all feel y'all would like to answer this question, y'all can answer it at sv76675@gmail.com. You can comment here. You can go to my website, http://podcasters, comment there. Follow me at son.ie9795, Instagram, Twitter, Telegram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. You can comment there. And also, if you listen to it again on Spotify, tell me what you think. Tell me what you thought of this episode. If you listen to it on any other platform, just give it a 5-star review. And I'd like to thank you for listening to Sonya Podcast. Please follow my son Sounds on Instagram. He have an album out on Apple and Spotify. TJVUCLAIN. She have a book called Black Girl in Orange. TAWYNA. Williams. Sadly single. King's Flex, SoundCloud, and Female Reform. They have a venture store in New York, and y'all have a blessed night.